You were starting to give me the name of someone you said wished I would contact, and I'll be...
Nellie Kemp.
Nellie.
K-E-M-P.
K-E-M.
B-E-H-N. B-E-H-N. I think she lives in the town of Trumbull.
B-E-H-N. Nellie Kemp Bean. B-E-H-N.
She was originally from Bethel, and she was in law class.
Trumbull, class of 1911.
And I know that she kept in touch more than I did. I'm quite sure she lives in the town of Trumbull. I mean, that's on that Route 25 going down to Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's because I have been down there.
She might be on this list?
Well, she should be.
And she'd be here under... Oh, yes, Nellie Marie Kemp. K-E-M-P-E.
Is it
K-E-M-P-E? Yes. That's how it was printed in the catalog.
Well, that's what
although, as Dr. Haas has reminded me, remember the catalogs can be wrong, too.
She was a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
She was there while my children were there.
Dr. Haas?
Yes.
Yes.
Very understanding.
Oh, and what an imprint. As I've observed a number of times, it will be hard to write a history of the college that is not a history of Dr. Haas.
That's true, too.
Because she came there in 1931 as Dean of Women, and left, of course, in 1975, having been president for some 28 years. One of the other points I have made is that coming there as Dean of Women, this seems to have been a redundant title. There was nothing to be dean of except women at the time.
I was a snowman, maybe not.
The snowman?
Percy, the new man.
Oh, the new man. A change, of course. Dr. Haas, she has her critics. Well, certainly we all do.
Everybody does.
Yes, heaven forbid that time ever come when the perfect man comes along. If I were to mention the criticism, it would tend to be that she stayed too long, huh? That she remained old-fashioned in her ways. As somebody else has said, those old-fashioned virtues, you know, they are imperishable. Huh? On the other hand, I have heard this same critic make the comment that one bad thing about Dr. Haas's regime was that everything had to go to her for approval. But the same person said, and yet I guess it wasn't any worse than today where you can't even get in to see the president. Okay, now this is a different style of administration. I would think neither to be criticized. Dr. Percy.
No change.
That's right. Dr. Percy has set up the office of Vice President for Academic Affairs. Talking to Dr. Braun yesterday, she told me this was one of its main purposes. That since Dr. Percy cannot operate on Dr. Haas's my door is always open policy, that her job has been specifically set up so that there will be a door that is always open. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, we're all human, and the people who have been used to dealing with the president, they'll say, why should I have to deal with the vice president?
That's true, too.
But I have heard nothing adverse and... nothing adverse except sort of a yearning for the old days. But then if you get people back into the old days, they'll start talking about what was wrong with those. I think that this would about complete the list of things that I thought to put down that might bring back recollections to you, Mrs. Warner.
It isn't very much. You see, there isn't too much that you can mention. I'm 87. It was a long time
ago. Yeah, well, I find at 66 that I need some prodding.
Unless you've had some contact, you know, that would keep your mind alerted, but I have not.
Mm-hmm.
I have not kept in touch with it. I did go to my 50th anniversary up there.
Oh, you did?
Quite a long time ago, yes.
That would have been 1961 then.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I graduated.
Your class, I have not been able to find anything that would be called or could be considered a yearbook. You don't recall their putting one out? I have found a yearbook which was issued by the class of 1906, which was the first graduating class. Now, they undoubtedly were especially conscious of their status as the first class that had ever...
That 1906, I was thinking the 1906, that's when it started, but that's the first graduating class.
Yes, ma'am.
The 1906 sort of hits a, I mean, you remember that. Like when you mentioned 1903, its establishment. Well, did you say 1903.
The year that the General Assembly authorized the school to be founded.
Yes.
In the intervening year, a man about whom I know nothing as yet, Alexander White, donated
the
3.5
years ago,
acres.
When I was a young girl, all of that land over there was vacant. And they used to bring the Barnum and Bailey Circus there.
Oh, is that right?
To see the Barnum and Bailey
that set up the tent in that area.
Right. Saw the elephants, saw them come off the trains and march them up the street over to the circus.
My goodness. Do you know who Mr. White was?
I know the name. Uh-huh. That's why White Street was named.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is something that I'm sure we'll go into the history, that this is the former site of the annual visitation of...
I remember going over there so many times. Not just one year, either.
Mm-hmm.
And what year that was, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it...
It must have been while I was in high school, quite likely.
Well, or perhaps even when you were a smaller girl. Did you go with your parents?
I went with my aunt and uncle, as I remember. Up there and stay overnight.
I'll go up to Danbury for your circus visitation.
And then we'd go over early in the morning, you know, to see
Yes.
And then they'd have these beautiful street parades with the, you know, the music that they always
yes.
had.
This would be down White Street, Main
down
Street.
It's funny, the little things you remember.
Yes. Yeah, the next acquisition. Yes, the next acquisition was in 1917 when they bought the land for a dormitory,
mm-hmm.
And this would have been across or along White Street, where I believe it's your recollection the old high school must have stood.
The old high school,
And this was some.
My children went to that high school.
I think it was about 20 acres that they bought. And I guess by this time...
It must have been all on that side. It must have been all on that side, opposite the normal school, must have been. It must have been in that area there.
Yes, I've read the reports as to why they wanted to purchase it, because if the school didn't buy it, then some kind of
variety
of construction would take place. And this is, of course, where Fairfield Hall was built. Well, I'm delighted to have gotten this recollection.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. As it happens...
ginger ale?
No, thank you. As it happens, I have a tennis date at 4 o'clock with the 10-year-old son of one of my instructors at Westcon. I love to play tennis in this
little... They have indoor courts there?
No, this is outdoor, which
outdoors.
Is my preference. It happens to be a tennis court that one of the doctors has in Newtown. And Dr. Roman, the instructor I speak of, has a swimming pool, so these two families have the arrangement.
Oh, very nice.
You can use my swimming pool and we can use your tennis court. And I love to play tennis with anyone 10 years old or 60 years old.
When I was teaching up in Hartford, we were out near Goodwin Park. And, you know, I tried tennis and I tried golf and I finally decided I preferred the golf.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but it was... beautiful out there. We'd play until the snow fell.
Yes.
And walk around. It's beautiful out there.
A golf, as a matter of fact, when we moved to Newtown, this was just about the first thing I did was join the Newtown Country Club to develop acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first person I played with was Dr. Esposito, who taught at the normal school. When he learned I came from Aruba, he asked me if I knew two girls who had gone from the normal school to teach there.
Interesting.
So there was this immediate contact.
Isn't it queer how things sort of fold
yes,
in and make
yes,
a pattern?
Yes. Well, I mention this mainly because in 1972, then, when I did enroll at Sacred Heart University, I found that I just didn't have time for golf. Because as long as I was back at school, I was going to make full use of it.
Of course,
since I wasn't newly in love or working at anything, I could devote all my time to my studies. And I just didn't have time for golf.
When do you expect this to be done?
I have committed myself in any event to a final draft by next August.